Yeah, so Dave Filippo in Nevada 4, he's running out there now. Great candidate, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, business owner. He's been making the rounds. He just did his kickoff last week. So, you know, he's a great candidate. I've just learned that Mayor John Lee is announcing or has announced for the same seat. Mayor Lee and I are great friends. I think you got a couple of great choices there. And I don't think Nevada is going to go wrong in either one of them. So the key is, you know, which one's going to be able to beat Stephen Horsford, and that remains to be seen. The candidate in Nevada 3, and her, of course her name is escaping me right now, but she's going up against Susie Lee. She and I have been in contact quite a bit, and I'll remember her name here in just a moment, I'm certain. But
that's okay.
I'm still engaged, and I'm looking around and paying attention to what's happening in Nevada. I haven't lost Elizabeth Hegelian, former state senator.
Very impressive.
Great candidate.
Very impressive.
Yeah, very, very great candidate. Yep. So.
Well, you're keeping busy, and that's the good thing. Sam, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for your expertise, and thanks for your friendship as well. Give my best to your family, would you please?
Will do. Thanks for having me. All the best to all you folks out there in Nevada. Appreciate you, Kevin.
There you go. Sam Peters, the former candidate for Congress in CD4. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show will get you ready for the ongoing drama at the border. What in the world is going to happen? Are we ever going to have any security there at all?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at Newfem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's REVREX.com. RevRex.com.
Raiders fans, Terrible's Game Day giveaway is back and bigger than ever. Shop at your local Terrible's and make a purchase of $10 or more. Earn 10 entries when you make a Coors Light or Coca-Cola purchase. Scan your Terrible's app rewards code and earn entries for every game throughout the season. Score a $1,000 Raiders shopping spree. Hotel accommodations from Coca-Cola and a Coors Light Silver Seat experience. Every day is game day, exclusively at Terrible's. Visit Terrible's.com for details.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay. The Defense Department, the U.S. military, is looking into how it lost an F-35 airplane, this is just bizarre stuff in South Carolina of all places. We'll let you hear coming up in just a couple minutes from Nancy Mace. She's a congresswoman from South Carolina, and was on Fox yesterday trying to explain how did the government lose an F-35 fighter plane. This is just bizarre stuff. But we'll let you hear from a member of Congress coming up in our next segment. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Aviators kicked off their final homestand of the season last night at Las Vegas Ballpark, losing to the Reno Aces 7-4. Bring your dog out to the ballgame tonight for the final Bark in the Park game, first pitch 7:05. The Las Vegas Aces have their next opponent in the WNBA playoffs. They'll take on the Dallas Wings in a best-of-five series that starts on Sunday at Michelob Ultra Arena. Sunday night football for the Raiders in Week 3. They'll host the Pittsburgh Steelers at Allegiant Stadium. Money's been coming in on the Silver and Black, who opened as one-point underdogs. They've since moved to 2.5-point favorites. UNLV football is in Texas to take on UTEP on Saturday, looking for their third win in four games. The Rebels are 2.5-point favorites.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the... AM 670, talk radio done right.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670, KMCQ, talk radio done right.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to ronqforyou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet.
Located on 215 and South Rainbow.
Home of the...
Looking good through the resort corridor right now. Starts to bunch up there on I-15 southbound, approaching Spring Mountain. That's because of the construction zone just ahead. 95 southbound, approaching Tropicana. That accident's been cleared out of the way, but then replaced by just the... construction cones, so you only have two lanes to work with there between Flamingo and Russell Road there on 95 approaching Tropicana. So that's cause of all the braking going on there. No accidents actually being reported on the freeways right now. Got one in the Northern Valley, though, on Civic Center Drive, southbound at Lake Mead Boulevard. Slight chance of late afternoon thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny day with highs that barely reach the 90-degree mark this afternoon. 73 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So the question is, how did the military lose an F-35 fighter plane? Pilot punches out, and at that point, then we don't know what happened to this airplane. This is bizarre. Nancy Mace is a congresswoman from South Carolina. This is where the F-35 came down, and she was on Fox yesterday trying to explain how we lost an F-35. Listen to this.
The F-35, Congresswoman, was built to avoid detection. It appears that may have worked maybe a little bit too well, prompting you to tweet on X, "Now that I got that out of the way, how in the hell do you lose an F-35? How is there not a tracking device? And we're asking the public to what? Find a jet and turn it in?" You've got some questions about all this.
I have a lot of questions, and it was sort of embarrassing for the Pentagon. I had a briefing yesterday with the Marine Corps from the Pentagon, and they sent people over that could not answer a single question that I had. They couldn't tell me at the time whether the jet was in the air or under the water. Come to find out, the transponder failed. They have not explained why it failed. That is the $80 million question today.
Yeah, so this took off from Joint Base Charleston, and was flying over North Charleston when the pilot noticed that there was some sort of an issue that required him to eject. He punched out of the plane while it was on autopilot. Initially, they were looking around the area of Lake Moultrie and Lake Marion, which is about 25 miles north of Charleston. But the jet remains were eventually found some 80 miles away. And the whole thing is still a mystery as to why the pilot punched out in the first place.
No, that's correct. And when I was briefed by the Marine Corps yesterday, I asked if they knew how long the jet could last in the air on autopilot with the amount of fuel it had. They had no answers. The public didn't know if there was a public safety concern. And the public deserves greater transparency. And I'm not talking about spilling national secrets on a classified aircraft. We're just talking about normal public safety, public emergency types of questions that the Pentagon just refused to answer. And so, you know, we have more questions than answers at this point, but I'm going to be demanding answers for South Carolina, for our local leaders to get to the bottom of it.
It's just a bizarre story. I mean, it really honestly is. Coming up, I don't know if you missed this, but President Biden spoke before the United Nations yesterday, and I wanted to bring you just a quick clip that you can digest. He performed okay yesterday in front of the United Nations, but boy, I tell you, it is scary every time he gets in front of a microphone. Let's go to cut six real quick. This is Joe Biden, the President of the United States, with a strong message for Russia yesterday at the United Nations. Here it is.
For the second year in a row, this gathering dedicated to peaceful resolution of conflicts is darkened by the shadow of war. An illegal war of conquest brought without provocation by Russia against its neighbor Ukraine. Like every nation in the world, the United States wants this war to end. No nation wants this war to end more than Ukraine. And we strongly support Ukraine in its efforts to bring about a diplomatic resolution that delivers just and lasting peace. But Russia alone bears responsibility for this war. Russia alone has the power to end this war immediately. And it's Russia alone that stands in the way of peace, because the Russia's price for peace is Ukraine's capitulation, Ukraine's territory, and Ukraine's children. Russia believes that the world will grow weary and allow it to brutalize Ukraine without consequence. But I ask you this. If we abandon the core principles of the United States to appease an aggressor, can any member state in this body feel confident that they are protected? If we allow Ukraine to be carved up, is the independence of any nation secure? I'd respectfully suggest the answer is no. We have to stand up to this naked aggression today and deter other would-be aggressors tomorrow. That's why the United States, together with our allies and partners around the world, will continue to stand with the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their sovereignty and territorial integrity and their freedom.
Well, simply put, the president, no major gaffes, I guess, yesterday in that speech to the United Nations. You know, we pray it doesn't happen again, but we know it will. He is a gaffe machine. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at Newfem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reporting. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's R-E-V-R-E-X.com. RevRex.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The question I asked of Sam Peters at the top of the hour is something I'd like to turn you loose on as well, and that is anybody out there that lost sleep last night worried that at the end of the month we're going to close down the government, that without a continuing resolution that we won't have any money, that the government will be shut down. Anybody? If you lost sleep over the course of the last week or so worried about this, call me right now at 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm dying to know if you're worried that we're going to shut down the government. I'll be honest with you. I slept like a baby last night. I really honestly did. I got no problem whatsoever. Chuck Schumer, on the other hand, is somebody that is, in fact, yesterday he drew a line in the sand, and this is cut five, by the way, this is cut five. Chuck Schumer, the majority leader in the United States Senate, drawing a line in the sand on the House CR, the continuing resolution. Here it is.
We're days away from another MAGA government shutdown. Avoiding one will require the House majority to quickly accept a bipartisan solution. Yet this week, House Republicans are trying everything but bipartisanship. Everyone knows that the GOP's proposed CR is a non-starter here in the Senate. Let me say that again. Everyone knows that the House GOP's proposed CR will not pass the Senate. Because instead of even pretending to aim for bipartisanship, this bill had zero Democratic input. It calls for a crushing 8% cut to virtually all non-defense spending. 8%. The House Republican proposal, drafted and put together by the MAGA hard right wing, is slapdash, reckless, and cruel. It includes cutting investments to the Social Security Administration, to law enforcement, to nutrition assistance, to K-12 education, to small business, to rural communities, to protections for drinking water, to life-saving medical research, cancer and other research, and much more. The American people need to know just how bad this MAGA Republican CR truly is. This slapdash CR would decimate investments in life-saving research, hollowing out the National Institute of Health. This reckless CR would lower public safety, cutting back on drug and food inspection, weakening wildfire prevention, and eliminating law enforcement officers in the federal government, weakening our battle against violent crime and the scourge of fentanyl. And this cruel CR would gut investments in K-12 education, slash resources for suicide support services, upend tribal investments, and cut loans to small business and rural communities. Slapdash, reckless, cruel. That is the hallmark of this MAGA Republican proposal in the House.
Do you notice the new talking points that everything becomes MAGA now? Everything related to Republican politics is MAGA. And the fact is that Donald Trump is leading by 40, 50, even 60 points. That's the margin of victory right now for Donald J. Trump. And that's why guys like Chris Christie are having trouble getting any traction. For instance, this is cut four. Chris Christie was on with Neil Cavuto yesterday, and he has a new talking point to use against Trump. This is the latest. This is like tossing it up against the wall and seeing if it'll stick. This was Chris Christie yesterday with Neil Cavuto.
He's going to be spending most of March, all of March, and most of April in a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., defending himself, rather than being out on the trail, taking it to Joe Biden. We need to nominate someone whose full focus will be on taking it to Joe Biden and defeating him and restoring conservative Republican values to the White House and to governance in Washington. And this is just another example of the drip, drip, drip of information that's going to come out about irresponsible conduct by Donald Trump that's going to be used by Democrats and others to take him on if he were the nominee. We need to stop that now. Thank him for his service. Send them back to Mar-a-Lago and Bedminster and get a nominee who can win this race and beat Joe Biden.
Real quickly, you had said of a Biden-Trump possible match that both are past their sell-by date. Now, Governor, I've heard from a lot of older Americans who are curious, what is Chris Christie's definition of a sell-by date? How old do you have to be?
It's not an age. It's the way you act at that age, Neil. So, for instance, Joe Biden is now 80 years old. When you fall asleep sitting across from the Israeli president in the Oval Office, while there's a whole camera spray in front of you, that shows you're no longer up to the job. Also, the various fictional stories he tells. And Donald Trump is past his sell-by date temperamentally. I want to just remind voters of the big difference between 2016 Donald Trump and 2024 Donald Trump. In 2016, he said, "I am your voice." In 2023, he's now saying, "I am your retribution." We do not need a president who believes the presidency is to be used for retribution. We need a president who is going to use the presidency to lift up the lives, the spirits, and the future of every American. That's why they're both past their sell-by date. It's not a number, Neil. It's the way you act. It's your conduct. And he is there both, in my view, past their sell-by date.
All right, because the White House spokesman says that 80 is the new 40. I guess you don't buy that.
No, I don't buy it. And by the way, it doesn't look like Joe Biden buys it either. He's not acting like he's 40. I knew Joe Biden when he was 40. He's certainly not acting that way.
There you have it. Chris Christie, who is still trailing a distant second, third, or fourth, depending on which state you're talking about. He's been working...